This morning
we come before your throne.
主, 你让我们知道我们真是来到你的面前。
Let us know that we really come before your throne.
我们不是参加一个宗教的活动。
We're not here for a religious activity.
我们不是一个习惯性的聚集。
Or it's a habitual gathering.
你让我们带着心灵和诚实来敬拜你。
We want to worship you in truth and spirit.
你让我们带着一个谦卑受教的灵来听你对我们说话。
And listen to your words with a humble and teachable spirit.
你更让我们带着一个爱你的灵，我们愿意来。 在爱中与你相会,
and we want to meet you in love.
主祝福我们早晨的聚会,
bless this meeting this morning.
让我们讲的, 让我们听的, 都在你面前蒙福,
so that those who speak and those who listen will be blessed.
无论年长的, 无论年轻的, 我们都在你的面前来答应你的呼召,
and we will return and we will respond to your call, either young or old.
谢谢主,
thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名,
in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Chuck Swindoll 有一次在他讲道的时候, 他举了一个幽默的小故事。
Dr. Chuck Swindoll once had a humorous joke, humorous story in his speech.
他说有一个人有一天在海边散步的时候,
a person once was taking a walk on the beach.
他突然海里面冲上来一个神灯,
and all of a sudden a lamp came.
我们都知道那个故事啊, 你摸一摸它, 会有genie跑出来。
We all know about the story of the genie in the lamp.
所以当他摸一摸的时候, 果然有个genie跑出来了。
And then when he rubbed the lamp, and the genie did come out.
这个genie就告诉这个人是说, 他说我虽然出来服侍你, 但是你只剩下最后一个wish了。
But then the genie says, you only have one wish left that I can
serve you.
So you have to think hard what you want exactly.
那个人大概是那个海边，大概正好是在我们西谷边边的海边啊。
And maybe the beach was right next to the Silicon Valley.
这个年轻人想我这个公元2001年股票亏惨了。
And then so the young person thought, I lost a lot of money in the stock market.
现在经济又这么不好。
And now the economy is bad.
他说我对你有一个要求，你把明年这个时候的
So I asked you that you will show me the newspaper about stock market about this time next year. So that I will know ahead of time how to invest, so I will make money next year.
唰一声他不见了。
And all of a sudden the genie disappeared.
然后过一下拿了圣何塞 Mercury News 2003年。
And then he got this copy of San Jose Mercury News on year 2003.
Wow,
HP will do great next year.
他就赶快知道我明年怎么可以赚一大笔钱。
And then he will know how to invest next year.
然后 IBM 也会赚。
And also IBM will go up too.
所以他把所有会大赚的他全部圈起来，然后知道他明年要干什么了。
So he picked all the good ones, and then he knows where to invest now.
挑完了以后，他很高兴 ，relax 完后面泰斯一躺。
And then afterwards he relaxed and rested.
那个报纸也就掉在地上。
And then the newspaper fell off.
当他躺在泰斯一往旁边一看的时候呢。
But then when he took a glance at the newspaper,
他发现那个股票的那个报纸内页翻过来了。
And then he noticed on the opposite page of the stock market news,
在股票那个消息的最后一页呢，是放着这个商事广告。
And then the,
商事通缉。
And then he saw an obituary announcement of death.
他一看怎么第一个照片这么熟，再往前一看，原来是他自己啊。
And then he saw all this picture looked familiar, and then he took a close look at it, it was himself.
所以2003年1月20号他要死掉了。
That he was going to die January 20th, year 2003.
弟兄姊妹, Chuck Swindoll 讲这个幽默的小故事在这里提醒我们。
And this humorous story reminds us.
很多的时候我们在这里很希望知道我们将来会怎样。
A lot of times we want to know about our future.
我们用各样的方法想在这地上里面得到一些事情，得到一些祝福，得到一些产业。
And we try all means to receive blessings of the world.
但是我们常常忽略了我们的生命不在我们的手中。
We often forget that our life is not in our hands.
人如果赚得全世界却赔上了自己的生命, 还有什么益处呢?
What there is to gain when one can receive the whole world and yet lose their self.
但是从另外一面来说,
but on the other hand,
所以说我为什么一开始我今天要举这个小故事
And that is the reason why I brought up the story
因为最近经济实在不好
Because the economy is indeed
这个礼拜我又多知道了有两三个人被 lay off 了
And then this week I heard of, there are two more brothers and sisters got laid off
弟兄姊妹许多的弟兄姊妹在一个经济的压力和难处的里面
A lot of us suffer the pressure of economy
但是在这里我们愿意提醒弟兄姊妹
But we want to remind ourselves
我们还有更珍贵的东西神还交在我们的手中就是我们的生命
There's one thing more precious in our hands that is our life still
只要我们还有生命神还把机会留给我们
As long as we have life we have opportunities
以免我们要求弟兄姊妹我们全体一起为着在工作上有需要有难处的家庭和弟兄姊妹来祷告
On one hand we ask brothers and sisters to pray for brothers for those who are in need of a job
因为这个难处不光是他们的是我们全教会的因为我们是一家人
But because the difficulty is not theirs alone but ours because we are all in the family of God
今天发生在他们的身上明天可能发生在我的身上对不对我们的身上
What's happening to them now could happen to us tomorrow, right?
所以我们没有被 lay off 我们也不要幸灾乐祸我们需要彼此带到
Even though we're not laid off, we still need to pray for one another.
但是另外一方面，我们也求神提醒我们，神还把生命留给我们。
We also need to remind her that God still leaves life to us.
只要有生命，就有希望，就还有盼望。
As long as there's life, there's hope.
主在我们身上，其实真是有纯全。善良可喜悦的旨意
Because God's will for us is good, pleasing, and perfect.
我们不知道为什么他在这个时候领导我们。
We don't know why these things happen to us now.
但是在我们里面，我们却又知道没有一件事情会随便领导我们。
But yet, we are assured that there's nothing accidental.
对，请我们一起，我们都在主的面前彼此纪念。
So let's remember one another in our prayers.
那目前是经济的风暴。
Right now we are having this economic storm.
在我们人生未知的岁月里面，我们不知道还有多少的风暴会出现。
But in the future ahead of us, we don't know how many more storms are coming to our way.
很多人碰到所谓的外遇的风暴了。
Some people experience extramarital affairs.
有人突然得到了一个绝症的风暴临到他。
Or we might contract some disease, fatal disease.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要彼此。
We need one another.
所以这也是我们这一连串我们要在教会里面讲我们教会的建造的重要。
That is why we keep on emphasizing on the building up of our church.
我们一个一个很容易被仇敌各个击破。
Individually, we're easily attacked and destroyed by the enemy.
所以当我们在这里讲神家建造的时候，弟兄姊妹可能会有一个困惑。
So when we talk about building up church, you might be confused.
你说我自己的难处都解决不了了，你现在跟我讲神家的建造干什么？
You might think that I have enough hardships on my own. Why do you talk about building up the church?
我们可能过一个月以后就没有钱吃饭了，你现在跟我讲神家的建造干什么？
My money might run out in a month. Why are you still talking about building up the church?
医生说我可能得了绝症了，你现在跟我讲神家的建造做什么？
My doctor told me that I might have a fatal disease, and you're telling me to build up the church.
弟兄姊妹，正因为有这么多的难处和风暴在我们的周围，我们需要讲神家的建造。
Just because we have so many hardships, we need to know how to build up the church.
我们知道在旷野里面，当神的百姓要进迦南，在旷野漂泊四十年。
We know that people were wandering in the wilderness before they entered into the land of Canaan.
神在那里建造一个会幕，他说我要居住在其间。
But then God says, I will build a tabernacle and I will live in it.
弟兄姊妹，那个会幕里面的树板，一个一个的板子，他们彼此站在一起，成为一个大的力量。
And then all the pieces of wood, they stand together, become the wall, and then they can sustain great pressure.
一面他们这么深的扎根在那个一百他连得的这个银卯上面啊。非常深的救赎的根基成为他们的救恩的根基
And then they stand on this silver base And the base is our salvation
来面临仇敌一切的控告和攻击
That they can sustain and face all attacks of the enemy
但是另外一方面他们彼此一个板子一个板子紧紧地连在一起中间用栓用环把他们扣在一起
And then they're also connected through the hingesSo when there's a sandstorm in the wilderness, they can become the support for one another and then they can all together stand.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我前一阵子讲的，一根筷子一折就断了，二十根筷子折不断的。
Just like we can easily break one chopstick, but not 20 of them.
所以我们需要在这里，从我们个人的需要、个人的追求里面，我们来认识神在教会里面要得到。
we have to come to understand what God wants to gain from us as a corporate.
我最近一年串会讲6到8次啊，用圣经2卷旧约的书来讲到归回、重建与复兴这个题目。
So for about 6 to 8 messages, I will talk about the returning, the rebuilding, and the revival of Israel.
弟兄姊妹，他讲到神的百姓怎么样子从一个被掳、受仇敌羞辱的光景里面。
From the captivity of misery and shame.
他们怎么样子归回了？
How Israel returned.
从巴比伦回到了耶路撒冷。
From Babylon to Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷，他们重新建造祭坛，建造圣殿。
And in Jerusalem, they rebuilt the altar and they rebuilt the temple.
他们重新用神的话语在这里教导神的百姓。
And they start teaching God's people with God's word.
他们重新把城墙整个建造起来，让耶路撒冷成为一个可以赞美的城。
They rebuild the wall of Jerusalem so the city can be a city of praise.
弟兄姊妹，这是讲到我们今天在这个世代神的儿女们。
And this also talks about children of God today.
我们怎么样子也在一路上神要把我们呼召回来。
How we can be called to return.
从各地被掳的里面神呼召我们回来。
From all places of exile, we can return.
成为归回的子民。
So we can become people of return.
我们回到耶路撒冷去。
Return back to Jerusalem.
神在那里要重建我们。
God wants to rebuild us.
神要把祝福重新倾倒给我们。
And again, he will pour down his blessings to us.
让耶路撒冷成为在地上成为一个可以赞美的。
So that Jerusalem can be a city of praise.
因为这边这都说到教会。
And this refers to our church.
当我们要讲后面归回、重建与复兴之前。
Before we talk about returning, rebuilding and revival.
我们需要先认识一件事情叫做被掳。
We need to recognize one thing, that is captivity.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做被掳呢？
What does it mean to be captured?
讲到我们这个人受到仇敌的辖制。
That means we are bound by the enemy.
让我们这个人在生命里面不再自由。
So that we are no longer free.
让我们这个人在仇敌面前成为一个奴隶一样，我们不再尊贵。
And we became a slave and we are no longer honorable.
仇敌可以自由地来辖制、来伤害、来羞辱我们。
The enemy can come to bind us, to shame us, and then to control us freely.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，要在我们里面产生一种归回的一种意愿的话，我们需要先认识我们是被掳的子民。
Before we have this desire to return, we have to recognize that we are in captivity.
如果我们不知道自己被掳的话，我们就不会想到要归回。
If we don't know that we are in captivity, how can we have this desire to return?
弟兄姊妹，被掳受到仇敌辖制我们。
When we are in captivity, we're bound by the enemy.
叫我们不再成为一个自由的人。
We're no longer free.
我说的自由是生命的自由。
We're talking about the freedom of life.
孩子，你想出去打球，爸爸妈妈不准你出去，叫你做功课，这个不叫仇敌辖制。
If your parents won't let you go out to play, that is not to be bound.
我说的是生命里面的那个自由。
I'm talking about the freedom of life.
我们这个人成为一个被仇敌辖制的人，就说到我仇敌要叫我们做什么，我们就做什么。
When we are bound by the enemy, we do whatever the enemy commands.
个人是这样。
It's the same way as individuals.
家庭、教会、国家都是这样。
The same with family, church, and nation.
我想我们举一两个这个生命里面的来说。
I'll give you some examples.
例如说有些人掉到一种毒瘾的里面，他不能不赌博，他不能够不吸毒。
Some people are in addiction. They cannot help but taking drugs or gambling.
你按照外面来说，他说我是最自由的人，我要吸毒我就吸毒。
Outwardly, they may say, I'm the most free. I can do whatever I want.
但是就在他生命来说，他是一个最不自由的人，因为他不能够不吸毒。
But actually, he's the least free because he could not control himself. He had to take drugs.
所以上次黄长老在我们这里说，有人都已经长了抽烟抽到癌症了，这边都开口了啊，用这个来呼吸，他还要把烟插在喉咙洞上。
Last time, there was an elder told us that there was this person. He already had a lung cancer, and then he had a hole on his throat, and then yet he can still stick a cigarette to this hole to start smoking.
那个陈锡珍弟兄说，在英国他们称烟叫做棺材上的钉子。
In England, they call the cigarette the nails on the coffin.
你多抽一根就多一根钉子上去了。
The more you smoke, the more nails are nailed on your coffin.
但是虽然是这个样子，但是人没有办法不抽烟。
Even though they all know that, but men cannot help themselves.
因为他是一个被掳的人。
Because they are captured.
马克吐温这个不信主的人，他有一次很幽默的讲，他说抽烟戒烟有什么难的？
Mark Twain, a non-Christian, once said, "What's hard to stop smoking?"
他说戒烟太容易了，我已经戒了好几百次了。
It's so easy. I've done it hundreds of times.
表示他没有戒成功。
That means he did not succeed.
弟兄姊妹，你看我们有些事情不该做的，我们不能不去做。
Can you see that we do the things that we don't want to do?
好像我们不能不发脾气一样。
It's like as if we cannot control our temper.
好像我们不能不去说人家闲话一样。
We cannot control our tongue.
好像我们有些东西我们不能够不偷一样。
Sometimes we cannot stop stealing.
看见可以占便宜的，我们就不能不去占那个便宜。
We cannot help ourselves. We have to take advantage.
我们在读台湾政治大学的时候，因为我们那个地方常常下雨啊，台湾来的弟兄姊妹知道。
When I was going through the university, the place I went, rained a lot.
旁边都是很漂亮的山，下雨的时候就像国画一样，有雾气在那里。
And the university stands in a beautiful mountain.
因为常下雨，所以很多人有时候出门会忘了，有时候会忘了带雨伞，不知道什么下雨。
And then, but we often forget to bring umbrellas when we go out.
所以我们学校里面有一个便民政策，就是在几个重要的大楼跟图书馆里面放了所谓的良心伞。
So then we have this umbrellas of conscience.
就是你如果忘了带的，你就拿这个良心伞带用，用完以后还回来就是了。
So if you forget to bring your umbrella, you can borrow these umbrellas and then you promise to return.
出来没有多久，一把都不剩，再也不回来。
But after a while, all the umbrellas were gone and they never returned.
弟兄姊妹，这个世代的人，他们自己被掳了都不知道。
You see, people were captured and they don't know.
他们做过实验，连那个鸡啊，你把它这群鸡，你把它喂得饱饱的。
And they had experiments on these chicken. They are well fed.
然后另外一群鸡呢，把它饿的，它没有东西吃。
And then they have another group of chicken. They are hungry.
然后把这两条鸡放在一起。
And then you mix the two groups.
然后你这时候撒一把米下去。
And then you throw some rice.
那不是只有饿的在那里抢。
Not only the hungry would eat.
连那些吃的肚子都撑的，他还是要抢。
Even the overstuffed, they will fight too.
这是旧造的本性，弟兄姊妹。
And that is the nature of the old creation.
今天我们听这些都觉得好像很遥远，跟我没有关系。
When we hear this, we might think it's far away, had nothing to do with it.
弟兄姊妹，人里面的这些仇敌的瑕疵，我们不去认识，我们根本不知道。
But if we do not recognize these situations of captivity, we will not know it.
我来到美国，我很喜欢美国的一个现象，我想你们都赞成，就是你买的东西如果不合用，可以很容易回去退掉。
One thing I like about America is that we can always return the things we purchase.
30天以内，甚至有些地方超过了几个月，你拿收据回去，他还是让你退。
Some places 30 days, or some places even longer.
弟兄姊妹，这么好的习惯现在开始被破坏的一塌糊涂。
But now these good customs are being destroyed.
好多人需要一件大衣，去买了个大衣，过三天退回去，因为穿完了。
Some people will buy a coat and then they will wear it and then return it afterwards.
要去滑雪，买个东西去用完以后退回去，我用完了。
And then some people will return their ski jacket after a ski trip.
弟兄姊妹，这些好的东西在这个世界里面一点一点因为人性的败坏都在这世界里面消失掉。
And then they're damaging and then making these good habits, good customs disappear.
我上次到 Computer USA 去退一个东西，他要给我多 charge 15%，就是 15%。
Last time I went to Computer USA and they want to charge me 15% for returning.
因为他们现在已经不能够信任这些退货的。
Because they can no longer trust their customers.
我说我这个东西是一买回来就根本不 work， 所以我要退。
And then I keep telling them, this thing didn't work as soon as I opened the box.
弟兄姊妹，这个人心，这些都还是小的事情。
But these are small matters still.
那种背后那些败坏的事情，像最近讲到 Enron 这些公司那些黑暗的内幕，弟兄姊妹，你是觉得人性都是被一些东西挟持的。
And there are even greater scales of corruption to show us how we are being captured.
很多的思想我们不能不想，很多的话我们不能不说，很多的事我们不能不做。
We cannot control our mind, we cannot control our tongue, we cannot control our hands.
什么时候我这个人不再自由了，弟兄姊妹都说到我们这个人是一个被掳的人。
Whenever we're not free, we're being captured.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要主在这里怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy.
罪恶在这里辖制我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us because we are captured by sin.
世界的诱惑在这里辖制我们。
And then the temptation of the world are binding us.
我们旧造的肉体、堕落的本性在这里辖制我们。
And our flesh and the corrupted body is controlling us.
弟兄姊妹，个人是这个样子。
It's the same with individuals.
教会，什么叫做教会被掳呢？
What does it mean that churches are captured?
弟兄姊妹，在圣经里面一样讲到神百姓整个被掳掠了。
Because the Bible tells us that God's people as a whole nation can be captured.
我们来看一段时间，圣经历代志下三十六章。
Let's turn to Second Chronicles.
两节的圣经五百八十二页。
Second Chronicles chapter 36.
历代志下三十六章十七节
verse 17
一直读到二十节
through 20。
所以耶和华使加勒底的王来攻击他们，在他们圣殿里用刀杀了他们的壮丁，不连续他们的少男庶女老人白首。耶和华将他们都交在加勒底王手里，加勒底王将神殿里的大小器皿以耶和华殿里的财宝，并王和众首领的财宝，都带到巴比伦去了。加勒底人焚烧神的殿，拆毁耶路撒冷的城墙，用火烧了城里的宫殿，毁坏了城里宝贵的器皿。凡脱离刀剑的，加勒底王都掳到巴比伦去，做他和他子孙的仆婢，直到波斯国兴起来。好，弟兄姊妹，在这一段短短的记载里面，让我们看见神家被毁、受羞辱的一个图画。
This short passage describes to us this picture that God's house is being destroyed and put to shame.
来，在这里至少提到四件事情。
So the four things are mentioned here.
第一个，神的百姓被掳到巴比伦去做奴隶去。
First of all, God's people were brought into exile to Babylon as slaves.
他们不能够再自由地住在神的 promised land 这个应许之地上。
They can no longer remain in the land of promise by God.
他们不能够再自由地、尊贵地在这里侍奉神。
And they can no longer nobly serve their God.
他们被掳到巴比伦去做奴隶，去侍奉、敬拜他们的神。
They were captured to Babylon to serve their God.
弟兄姊妹，这是我刚才说的，我们在生命里面常常被掳做奴隶的。
So in our life we became slaves.
今天这个被掳的情形非常的普遍。
And this condition of exile captivity is very common.
而且非常的严重。
And very serious too.
不要说那些做坏事的。
We're not just talking about those criminals.
就连我们这些所谓神的儿女，我们自己里面常常都有被仇敌掳掠的情形。
Even we, children of God, were often captured by the enemy.
有一次，有一个教会的老姊妹半夜打电话到我们家里面。
One time, an older sister from other church called us at midnight.
她求我们到这里身后睡的一个赌场去救她的儿子。
She asked us to go to a casino to rescue her son.
虽然信主了，被赌那么强的毒瘾扣。这个捆绑
Even though he's a Christian already, he's still bound by the addiction of gambling.
半夜我就开车到那个地方去。
So at midnight, I went to the casino.
我就进到那个 Garden City 里面去。
I went to Garden City.
结果怎么一进去，里面全是那个白烟啊，都是抽烟的，整个屋子里面都是烟味。
And the place was filled with smoke.
你就看见一桌一桌的人全部围在那里，都半夜的在那里赌博。
And you see people surrounded tables after table.
我走到那个年轻的弟兄旁边，我拍他一下。
So I went to this young brother and then I pat on his shoulder.
看到我，他吓了一跳，他很生气，他回头就出去。
He was shocked to see me and then he angrily ran out.
啊，底下我不多说了，我追出去，我跟他谈了一段话。
So I chased after him and I had a talk with
him. 因为太多人被掳。
Too many people are captured.
我们不知道的。
Some we don't know.
我们平常相处以为都好好的。
We might think they're okay, they look okay.
但是在他个人的生活里面。
But in their private life.
在他个人的思想里面。
In their private thoughts.
在他个人的情感里面。
In their private passion.
在他生命最深之处，他常常是一个不自由的人。
In their deepest heart, they might not be free.
弟兄姊妹，说到神的百姓被掳掠了，做奴隶了。
So God's people were captured, they became slaves.
神的儿子叫我们自由，我们就真自由了，但是这个自由在我们手中掉了。
The Son of God has set us free, and indeed we can be free, but we lost this freedom.
因为怎么样？第二件事情说到整个圣殿被拆毁。
And then the holy temple was destroyed.
圣殿是敬拜神的地方。
But that was the place to worship God.
前一阵子我们讲到圣殿的时候，主说这是我父的殿，要成为万民祷告的殿。
This temple, Jesus once said, this is my father's house, should be the house of prayers for all nations.
这是神的居所。
Because this is the dwelling place of God.
神得到敬拜和高举的地方。
This is the place where God receives worship and exaltation.
但是神的百姓居然圣殿被仇敌拆毁了。
But yet this holy temple is destroyed by their enemies.
他们再也看不见神同在了。
They can no longer see the presence of God.
他们再也不能够在这里高举神。
They can no longer exalt God.
整个圣殿被拆毁掉。
The whole temple was destroyed.
They
can no longer have a consecrated
life.
They can no longer serve God.
弟兄姊妹，我们信主了几年？
How many years have we become Christians?
我们都要问自己，到底我们还有没有祭坛的生活？
We have to ask ourselves, are we still living a life of altering?
我们已经信主了这么多年。
We have been Christians for so long.
我们能说我们今天还是在主的面前终身坦然无惧地来侍奉他吗？
Can we still say that we are serving this God with confidence?
我们还能说我是一个君尊的祭司，我忠心地侍立在神的面前吗？
Can we still say that we stand before God as a holy priest?
弟兄姊妹，如果没有的话，我们是被掳的人。
If not, we are in captivity.
教会没有祭坛，教会没有真正的侍奉和敬拜，教会是已经被掳的情形。
If a church does not have an altar, does not have worship or service, then the church is captured too.
弟兄姊妹，这是一件非常严肃的事情。
This is a very serious matter.
今天我们在这里好像一点一点在看历史一样。
Today, as if we are looking at the history of Israel.
你知道当初圣殿被毁的时候？
Do you know when the temple was destroyed?
多少爱主爱神的儿女在那里痛苦啊！
So many people who love God wept and wept. If we read the Lamentations, then we will feel the grief of the prophet. When he saw the temple was being destroyed with his own eyes, he couldn't stop his tears but wept.
弟兄姊妹，圣殿被拆毁。
The temple was destroyed.
神儿里面不再有祭坛的生活。
Children of God can no longer offer sacrifices.
神家没有真实的侍奉和敬拜。
And there's no real service or worship at God's house.
可能我们外面一样唱唱诗歌就是了。
Maybe we're still singing hymns.
可能我们礼拜天一样来聚会就是了。
Or we come to church on Sunday still.
但是我们里面根本没有觉得我们是来敬拜神。
But we don't feel that we come to worship God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，神到底在哪里？
Dear brothers and sisters, where is our God?
我们来到神家到底来干什么？
What do we do when we come to God's house?
我们是来敬拜他的。
Do we come to worship Him?
我们是来一再的更新奉献自己给他的吗？
Do we keep renewing our offering to Him?
弟兄姊妹，神儿女们被掳的太可怜了。
We are so miserable. We are captured.
我1979年来到美国的时候。
When I came to America in 1979,
我一看见美国众教会的情形，弟兄姊妹，那个痛苦在我里面，我书都读不下去。
When I saw the conditions of churches in America, it grieved me so much I couldn't study.
我一个礼拜至少四个早晨跑到学校附近的旷野去祷告。
Four mornings in the week, I will go to the wilderness by the school to pray.
弟兄姊妹，那个痛苦在里面，我常常为着神而里面，我不知道我要为谁祷告，但是我知道整个神家在一个荒凉被掳的里面。
The grief was so large. I didn't know whom to pray for, but I know that the church was in captivity.
我现在回想，我那时候才23岁。
But that time, I was only 23 years old.
但是神却把一个这么深的痛苦放在我的里面。
But God gave me this great and deep grief.
没有任何属灵的骄傲，只有更深的痛苦。
There's no more pride, spiritual pride, but deep pain.
我里面一点没有定罪教会软弱的这种心态，而是心里面有一种说不出来的痛苦。
There's no condemnation to the churches, but it's just unspeakable pain.
弟兄姊妹，圣殿被拆毁了。
Because the temple was destroyed.
然后底下说到城墙被火焚烧。
And then the walls of the city were set on fire.
弟兄姊妹，城墙一方面受到保护。
The wall of city was to protect.
城墙第一层的意义受到 protection.
And it is to protect.
神家神儿女们中间失去了保护。
And once the children of God was without protection.
仇敌自由地在这里破坏家庭。
The enemy can come freely to destroy families.
仇敌自由地在这里摧残人的生命。
Or destroy people's lives.
仇敌在这里伤害人的健康。
To damage people's health.
仇敌在这里破坏神儿女们中间的合一。
And destroy the oneness in God's house.
弟兄姊妹，没有城墙，仇敌自由进出。
Without walls, enemy can come freely.
这叫做城墙被拆毁。
This is the condition when the walls are destroyed.
而城墙第二方面的意义说到它是一个分别的界限。
And also the walls means separation.
城里城外这是一个明显的界限在这里。
It separates what's in the city and what's out.
所以城墙被拆毁被焚烧说到神家失去了见证。
And when the walls are destroyed, God's house is lost its testimony.
失去了分别的界限。
And it loses the boundary of separation.
属天跟属地缺少了一条明显的分界。
There's no clear line between heaven, what's heavenly and what's earthly.
属肉体的跟属灵的中间的分界掉了。
And then we lose the clear line between what's of the flesh and what's of the spirit.
弟兄姊妹，我们都需要在主的面前认识今天我们所处的时代。
We have to realize what kind of generation we are in now.
我们需要起来祷告。
We need to rise up and pray.
我们要为着自己祷告。
We have to pray for ourselves.
我们要为着神教会祷告。
Have to pray for God's church.
我们要为着整个这个世代神国度来祷告。
We have to pray for the generation and for the kingdom of God.
弟兄姊妹，不让我们再成为一个仇敌、自由羞辱的。
So that we can no longer be casually shamed by the enemy.
如果我们不认识我们是被掳的人，
But if we do not know that we might be captured,
我们就不会想到我们需要归回。
That we will never think of that we need to return.
如果我们不认识神真正的心意是要得到一个荣耀的锡安，荣耀的耶路撒冷。
If we do not know that God's will is to obtain a glorious Zion city,
我们就不会在乎今天所看见的这些荒凉的景色。
Then we will care less the misery of God's house.
因为我们的注意力都在我们自己的需要，我们自己的问题上。
Because we only focus on ourselves and our problems.
弟兄姊妹，我们求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们真的需要从整体来看神在我们身上的旨意和工作。
We need to see God's house and God's work corporately.
对，今天我们要在这里讲到归回的必须。
So we're here to see the need to return.
我们需要认识。
We need to recognize it.
认识我们的情形。
To recognize our true condition.
我个人的情形。
My own condition.
我家庭的情形。
My family's condition.
跟这个世代教会目前的情形。
And the church in this generation.
我们一方面要认识神要我们的是什么。
One hand, we have to know what God desires of us.
让我们真知道 what we should be, 然后再认识 what we are.弟兄姊妹，我们里面就会产生一个归回的意愿。
We have to first know what we should be, and then when we realize what we are exactly now, then we will have this desire to return.
弟兄姊妹，起初都不是这样。
At the beginning was not so.
神儿女们不应该活得这么辛苦。
We shouldn't live so miserably.
神儿女们不应该在难处面前这么容易的就投降就倒下来。
We shouldn't surrender so easily in front of hardships.
教会不应该这么软弱，应该更丰富，更刚强。
And church shouldn't be so weak. We should be stronger and richer.
神家的见证应该更荣美的，弟兄姊妹。
And our testimony should be even more glorious.
所以我们求神帮助我们一起起来。来看神所要的是什么。
May the Lord help us, we get to see what God desires of us.
看我们应该有的情形是什么。
And to see the condition that we should be in.
而让我们起来成为一个归回的子。
So we become a people of returning.
让我们不再像那个浪子一样从神面前蒙爱蒙福的光景中被掳了。
So that we no longer be like that prodigal son that we're captured from being loved and blessed by God.
我们能够回到跟神之间那个对的爱的关系里面。
We will return back to this loving relationship with God.
让我们也不再从人类尊贵的地位和价值中被掳去。
And we're no longer being captured from this honorable position of mankind.
任凭仇敌在这里羞辱我们。
And we let enemy shame us freely.
而让我们重新回到神儿子的尊贵和自由里。
That we'll come back to the glorious freedom of Son of God.
就像保罗说的，我凡事都可行，我总不受他辖制。
So that we can proclaim just like Paul did that I can do anything but I'm not bound by anything.
他是一个这么尊贵这么自由的人。
Because he's a noble and a free person.
他是一个这么超越的一个生命在他里面。
And he has this transcendent life, surpassing life.
神可以把他放在贫穷的里面，他极其贫穷，但是他在贫穷中得胜超越。
He can be put in poverty and then he still can overcome.
神可以把他放在富足的里面，他极其富足，但弟兄姊妹，富有没有 damage 他。
God can give him wealth and the wealth will not damage him.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个自由超越尊贵的生命在他里面。
And that is because he has this life of being free.
而让我们从神圣受造的目的里面，我们做一个归回的人。
And we also have to return back to this glorious purpose of God's creation.
Because
God's will for us are so
great.
We have to know and we have to live by
it. Every
time we see the fall of mankind in the world, how it grieves our
hearts.
All kinds of corruptions.
利未記18章, 这是3000多年前,
in the book of Leviticus chapter 18,
主就已经警告神的百姓进到迦南地的时候, 你们要小心了。
3,000 years ago, God already warned his people, be watchful and be careful when you enter into the land of Canaan.
那时候迦南地的人到处行淫乱,
because at that time, adultery was spread out throughout the
同性恋,
land.
家人之间的乱伦,
homosexuality and insects.
然后, 人跟动物行淫乱,
and a man will have sex with animals.
弟兄姊妹, 这是3400年前, 4500年前的人类,
and this happened 3,500 years ago.
堕落到一个地步, 说连地都要把人给跳出来,
man felt so bad that the earth wanted to spit out man.
今天这个世代不知道堕落成什么样,
we don't know how much worse we have become.
弟兄姊妹, 我们都活在好像一个被保护的环境里面, 我们看不到这些东西。
We might be living in a protected environment that we don't see all of these.
我们真的要需要回到神造人那个荣耀尊贵的地位。
We have to return back to the position, the glorious position that God has put in us.
他要把他儿子的生命放在我们里面, 叫我们活出他的荣美。
He has placed the life of Son of God in us so that we can live a glorious life.
太伟大的恩典,
what a great salvation we have.
太荣耀的使命,
what a glorious mission that we have.
太尊贵的地位,
what an honorable position we have obtained.
我们成了一个残装神生命的新造主,
we become a new creation to obtain God's blessing.
居然败坏的人居然跟神圣的性情有份,
through his, the salvation of his son, this corrupted man can partake in God's divine nature.
所以弟兄姊妹, 神一路上在旧约里面, 在新约里面, 神都呼召人做一个归回。
So all the way through Old Testament and New Testament, God is making callings to us to return.
什么时候我们在堕落中醒悟过来, 神叫我们做一个归回的人。
Anytime we wake up, we can return.
什么时候我们对神的旨意一下子有了一个认识, 神叫我们做一个归回的人。
Anytime we realize God's will, we can return.
什么时候我们受了神爱的感动激励, 我们起来做一个归回的人。
Anytime we're moved by God's love, we can return.
就是我们常说的, 圣经上有这么多的应许, 让我们可以说, anytime we can make a U-turn to God.
Anytime we can make a U-turn to God, because it's promised in the Bible.
因为这是神一贯在旧约在新约里面神的心意和神的应许。
Because that's God's heart and that's God's promise.
我们实在没有时间去看了, 在耶利米书, 神在这里说, 被盗的儿女啊, 你们回来吧。
In the book of Jeremiah, God kept crying out, oh backsliding children, come back.
他说我必不入目看你们, 神要赦免我们的罪。
I will frown on you no longer and I will forgive your sins.
他在14节说到被盗的儿女回来吧, 因为我做你们的丈夫, 神要来接纳我们。
God also says, return backsliding children, I am your husband, I will accept you.
而3章22节, 神说, 被盗的儿女回来吧, 我要医治你们被盗的病。
Jeremiah 3:22 says, return backsliding children, I will heal you of your backsliding.
神宽恕,
God forgives.
神接纳,
accepts.
神医治,
and he will also heal.
好,弟兄姊妹, 这是我们伟大的神,
and that is our great God.
我们一再伤他, 一再背叛, 但是神都愿意宽恕。
We kept on hurting him, kept on rebelling against him, but he wants to forgive us.
神都愿意用最纯净的爱, 像丈夫的爱来接纳我们。
He will accept us with the deep love like a husband.
而他是那位伟大的救主, 他说我要医治你们被盗的病。
And he's our great savior. He says, I will heal you of your backsliding.
弟兄姊妹, 让我们都成为一个归回的。
Let's be a people of returning.
神在我们每一个人身上要断开一切的锁链。
He will break all the fetters on us.
因为在路加福音第四章, 主耶稣来, 开始进他的ministry的时候,
when Jesus began his ministry,
他一开始就说, 神用高我,
He says that the Lord has anointed me
啊, 叫他传福音给贫穷的人听,
to preach gospel to the poor.
底下说的要叫被掳的得释放,
so the captives can be set free and the oppressed can receive freedom.
我记得几年前我父亲讲道的时候跟我们讲一个故事,
I remember my father once told us a story.
可不可以借用? 可以啊。 我父亲说在山东有一个人叫做李正山,
In Shandong, there's this person named Li Zhengshan.
他是一个土匪头子, 所以人家讲到李正山, 就李正山, 正山东。
And then he's the leader of a bandit.
他杀人放火, 什么坏事都做的。
He has done all kinds of crimes.
有一次他来到河边, 有一个基督徒, 一个帐篷聚会, 正在那里聚会。
One time he went to this gospel meeting in the tent.
他就叫他的喽啰, 从后面去, 把里面的基督徒赶出来。
And then,
他在前面要拿刀, 出来一个, 杀一个。
And then he asked his men to surround the place, and then when the Christians come out, he planned to kill them all.
就在他们要做这件事情的时候, 他突然一下子, 整个眼睛黑了, 看不到了。
Just about they were doing this, all of a sudden he was blinded. Because the sovereignty of God came to discipline him.
突然就大叫，要他的喽啰都来扶着他。
And he just started screaming, and his men came to help.
叫他把他扶到帐篷里面去。
So they took him to the tent.
到了帐篷里面，人家正在聚会， 他也不管, 就大喊大叫的进去了。
And he kept on screaming, disturbed the meeting.
人家一知道是李正山来, 好多人都吓得要死。
And when people heard it was him, they were all scared.
那个神的仆人一下子知道怎么回事, 就叫他过来。
But then the servant of God knew, so he asked him to come forward.
就是你一定要悔改。
He says, you must repent.
你需要认罪。
You must confess.
弟兄姊妹, 他那一天在主的面前, 他悔改, 他认罪。
That day he confessed his sin and he repented.
之后他的眼睛就可以开始恢复了，可以又开始看。
And then he started to see again.
那这个人后来变成一个非常热心到处传道的人。
And later on he became a very zealous preacher.
我父亲说还听过他亲自当面做的见证，讲道就全身衣服都是湿透的，完全用力在那里传福音。
My father has heard his testimony, personal testimony. He would give his all when he preached.
那么他悔改以后，传道人告诉他，你不仅向神悔改，你要向人悔改。
And then the preacher also taught him that not only you have to repent to God, you have to repent to people.
因为他以前不孝得罪他，他父亲气的是上吊死的，为了有这样子的儿子。
His father committed suicide out of anger toward him.
所以他的母亲都不能原谅他。So
his mother could not forgive him.
他信主以后，他回去求他母亲赦免。
After he accepted the Lord, he begged his mother to forgive him.
他母亲刚开始不理他，他就跪在外面跪了几天。His
mother didn't pay attention to him, so he knelt outside of her house for many nights.
所以他的母亲后来也原谅了。So
finally, his mother forgave him.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个原来被掳的人。
And this person was in captivity before.
当他愿意真正悔改归向神的时候,
but when he was willing to repent and return back to God,
神赦免他,
God forgave him.
神接纳他,
God accepted him.
神在这里医治他,
God also healed him.
医治他一切被盗的病,
healed all of his backsliding.
弟兄姊妹, 我们个人需要做一个归回的人,
we individuals need to return.
我们整个教会需要做一个归回的人,
we as a whole church need to return too.
圣经上两个最清楚归回的例子,
there are two examples of returning in the Bible.
一个讲到路加福音15章浪子的归回,
one is the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15.
一个是旧约我们现在要准备开始讲的以色列百姓的归回,
and another is the return of the nation of Israel.
弟兄姊妹, 我们今年的重点都在讲整个教会。
This year we emphasize on the church.
不管是整个教会的归回, 或是整个教会的建造, 或是整个教会的复兴,
either the returning or the building up or the revival of the church,
都是从个人的归回, 个人在主的面前重新被主建造开始,
all started from individuals.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 我们在这里为了要让弟兄姊妹从我们个人的身上能够更多被神扩大我们的度量和看见,
therefore, we need the Lord to enlarge our capacity and our vision.
所以我们今年是要讲团体的归回。This
year, we will talk about the returning of a group.
讲到整个教会需要做一个归回的教会。That
our whole church needs to return.
重建，我们要讲到整个教会需要被主重建。And
our church needs to be rebuilt.
复兴，我们求的是整个教会的复兴，and
we ask,
而不是少数人的复兴。
And we ask the revival for the whole church, not just the minority.
所以弟兄姊妹，路加福音15章的那个归回是个人的归回。
In Luke chapter 15, he talks about the returning of an individual.
而以色列百姓的归回说到 是整个团体的归回。
And the returning of Israel is a corporate return.
虽然都宝贵。
Both are precious.
虽然都重要，都不可以少。
And both are essential, important.
来自弟兄姊妹个人的归回跟团体的归回。
But then,
它所产生的影响。
But then the differences resulted from these two different kinds of returning.
它所带下来的祝福。
And the blessings it brings about.
它所累积出来的力量。
And also the strength that it brings forth.
它对神所产生的安慰都是没有办法相比。
And then the comforting to God are all very different.
弟兄姊妹，个人团体的归回，它是一个这么大的一个影响的力量。
Because a corporate return can bring out a great influence.
你一个人起来，站起来为主做见证。
When one person stand up to testify for God.
跟众人一起起来为主做见证，那是一个不同的局面。
It's very different when a whole group stand up to testify for God.
在五旬节的时候，彼得一站，十一个使徒跟他一起站起来。
So on the day of Pentecost, when Peter stood up, all the other 11 apostles stood with him.
你可以想象那幅图画，十二个使徒一起在主的面前站起来。
Can you imagine the picture when all 12 apostles stood up together? And they testified for the Son of God together. And that is a great power. It brings forth great blessing. And a great power. There's just a difference between one chopstick and 20 of them. And the joy and comfort to God is also very different. If I have 10 prodigal sons, they all deserted me, left me. One day, if one returned, my heart will rejoice.
来自弟兄姊妹，我在喜乐中，我仍旧有遗憾。
But there's still sorrow in my heart.
外面还有九个。
Because there are 9 more out there.
就算有一天我九个浪子都回来。
What if one day 9 of the prodigal sons return?
我的喜乐更大。
My joy will be greater.
但是在我这么大的喜乐中，我仍旧有遗憾。
But among my great joy, there's still sorrow.
因为还有一个在外。
Because there's still one more out there.
还有一个趴在猪堆里面，想吃猪吃的豆荚吃不到。
There's still one more fighting for food with the pigs.
弟兄姊妹，没有一个父亲的心会在这个时候完全安息。
There's no father's heart will be completely satisfied and rest.
所以我们要的不是要的教会少数人得胜。
So we do not just want the minority of God's children to overcome.
我们盼望的是我们在座的每一个人都得胜。
We hope that every one of us will overcome.
不是只有少数人归回，我们希望每一个人都归回。
Not just the minorities will return, but every one of us.
弟兄姊妹，浪子的归回重在关系的恢复。
When the prodigal son returns, he restores relationship. But when the group of people return, they restore a testimony. After he comes back, he restored the loving relationship with his father. But when the group returns,
种在这里有一个见证要被恢复起来。
They restore a testimony.
你看路加福音十五章这两个儿子。
Look at the two sons in Luke chapter 15.
虽然小儿子回来以后。
After the second son returned.
他跟他父亲之间的关系恢复了。
His relationship with his father was restored.
大儿子从来没出去漂泊，他跟他父亲之间关系也是通的。
The first son never left the family. He kept the relationship with his father.
但是他的父亲的心还是没有办法得到满足。
But yet his father's heart was still not satisfied.
因为个别的关系都是通的。
Individually, they have this relationship with their father.
但是合起来的见证却没有。
But they do not have a oneness testimony.
大儿子心里面不服输，里面吃味。
Because the first son was jealous.
他根本一点不喜乐他的弟弟回来。
He did not rejoice of his brother's returning.
弟兄姊妹，这仍然没有一个家的见证在哪里。
So there's no testimony of a family.
所以弟兄姊妹，个人的归回说到我们跟神关系的恢复。
So when we say we individually return, we restore the relationship with our father.
而团体的归回是说到我们在这里恢复教会一的见证。
But when we return as a group, we restore the testimony of a church.
这是一个太大的不同。
That is a big difference.
有一个大富翁
there was a wealthy person.
其实也不是大富翁，他有一个老人家，他快去世之前
before he passed away,
他突然想了一个方法
he thought of a way.
他就把他的儿子媳妇通通叫来
so he summoned all his sons and daughter-in-law.
那这几个儿子媳妇天天就在 彼此争来争去，都不是很孝顺，也不是很和睦的。
And then these sons and daughter-in-laws, they always fight.
那个老爸爸就告诉他们。
So the old daddy told them.
他拿出了一个宝箱放在他们前。
He brought out a treasure chest before them.
需要两三个人抬出来这么重的宝箱放在他们面前。
And then two or three people had to carry the treasure chest.
把这个宝箱我走了，留给你。
And then he says, I leave this treasure chest to you.
我怎么分配给你们都写在里面。
And then in my will, in it, it shows how to distribute the treasure.
我现在不给你们，等我走了以后，你们才可以打开。
Only after I pass away, then you can receive it.
他说我走之前，我会把怎么分配写在里面。
I will write down the instructions to divide the treasure clearly in the box.
哎呦，你知道哈，那些不孝顺的儿子、不孝顺的媳妇，都对他好得不得了。
And all of a sudden, all the sons and daughter-in-laws, they're very nice to the father.
哎呀，人参鸡汤啊，什么补都冬虫夏草，什么都来了。
And then they start making nice food, delicious food for the father.
等到那一天，他爸爸终于死了。
And then one day the father finally passed away.
高兴得不得了，就跑去马上打开那个。
They couldn't wait to open the box.
你没发现，除了他爸爸真正留下的一点积蓄以外，全都是石头。
And then they found just a little bit of money and a lot of rocks.
那个 money 是他爸爸这一生所剩下的，就那么一点。
And then the money was his lifetime saving, which was not much.
然后那些石头上面放的一个字条，真的是他爸爸留的。
And then on the rock, there's a piece of paper written by their father.
八个字。
There's some instructions.
若非石头，饿死老头。
It says, if not for these rocks, I would have starved a long time ago.
因为他们都可以表现跟他爸爸中间这么好，这么孝敬他。
Because they finally they were nice to their father.
但是彼此之间没有那个合一的见证，没有一家人的感觉。
But still, they did not have this testimony of oneness or a family. So when we talk about a group, it's a big challenge.
所以前面个人的归回困难在于人的意愿，你愿不愿意回来？
So when an individual returns, the challenge is is his willing heart. Are you willing?
团体的归回却是一个大的挑战。
But then for a whole group to return together, that's a big challenge.
这个挑战，这个代价，在于我们要舍己。
And then the price to pay is that we have to lay down ourselves.
没有十字架，不可能有真正合一啊。
Because without the cross, there's no oneness.
教会没有真正的十字架跟舍己，就不可能有属灵的祝福和见证。
Without the cross or the denying of ourselves, there's no true testimony.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们整体要说要做归回的子民，我们整体要得到复兴的时候，
When we as a church want to have a revival and return,
这是一个非常大的挑战。
That is a big challenge.
其中最大的代价在于我们肯不肯舍己。
And the greatest price that we have to pay is to deny ourselves.
你一个人住没有所谓舍己的问题。
When you live by yourself, you do not have to deny yourself. 你爱什么就爱
什么，要什么就什么。
You do whatever you want.
你做什么决定也没有人来干涉你。
You can make whatever decision you want.
可是团体马上就出问题。
But when you are in the group, then there's a problem.
所以弟兄姊妹，诗篇133篇第一节说，弟兄和睦同居，何等的善，何等的美。
Therefore, Psalm 133Verse 1 says how beautiful it is when brothers live harmoniously together.
如果我们真要体会一下这个教会和睦同居是多么不容易的一件事的话，
If we really want to feel how difficult it is to live harmoniously at church,
我建议我们中间所有的这一两百个弟兄啊，我们哪一天挑一个礼拜我们住在一起帮弟兄们。
I suggest that all our brothers, only brothers,We live together for a week.
有姊妹一直在点头啊。
Some sister nodded. They say, yeah.
当你发现这一百多个弟兄住在同一个大统府里面的时候，
If you let more than 100 brothers live together in one room,
你就全人不舒服。我告诉你，
it would be so uncomfortable.
有的人可以七天十天不洗澡的。
Some might not even take a bath the whole night.
所以每天上床的时候，他的袜子臭得不得了。
Maybe they have stinky socks.
有的人可以七天不刷牙的。
Or they might not brush their teeth for 7 days.
睡在你旁边打呼的时候，每一口气出来都是臭气。
And then you have to suffer stinky breath when he snores.
你平常睡觉门一关灯一关安安静静的可以睡个觉。
And then when you sleep by yourself, just turn off the light, you can sleep.
你发现有的弟兄在那里打 cell phone, 有的在那里弹吉他，有人在那里看书，有人在那里聊天。
But what if when you want to sleep, some will be on their cell phone, some will play guitar, or some will talk, chat.
你半夜睡到一半，有人出去上厕所。
Or some might get up in midnight to go to bathroom.
That's me.
That's me.
然后回来砰一下门一关，所有人都吓醒了。
And then they would slam the door and then wake everybody up.
我不会这样做。
I wouldn't do that to you.
弟兄姊妹，你要知道弟兄和睦同居多难。
You have to know it's so hard to live together with brothers.
这不过只是生活上的同居就这么困难。
And this is only to live together is already so difficult.
你不要说教会要派搭起来为主做一个荣耀的见证，弟兄姊妹。
Let alone we want to have this corporate testimony for the Lord, it's even harder.
你有你的看法，我有我的看法。
You have your opinions and I have mine.
你有你的喜好，我有我的喜好。
You have your preferences and I have mine.
你有你从前教会的背景，我有我从前教会的背景。
And you have your own background, I have mine.
你有你的习惯，我有我的习惯。
You have your habits, I have mine.
弟兄姊妹，弟兄和睦同居，为什么世人说是何等的善，何等的？
That is why it is so good and beautiful that brothers will live harmoniously together.
因为他们在这里都经过了一个大的挑战跟考验，他们舍己。
Because they have all taken on a big challenge to deny themselves.
没有十架就没有和睦。
Without cross, there's no harmony.
以弗所书第二章是神的儿子是借着十字架废掉的冤仇，将两下合而为一。
Even the Son of God through cross, he strike down the wall between the two.
所以没有十架，没有真正的和睦。
So without the cross, there's no real harmony.
没有舍己，就不可能有真正的同心。
Without denying of yourself, there's no oneness.
所以弟兄姊妹，为什么我们今年要特别强调，我们不要再只注重我们个人、个人、个人。
That's why this year we want to keep on emphasizing that let's no longer just emphasize our own selves.
个人跟神的关系，个人的归回，个人的复兴都很重要，弟兄姊妹，我没有否定他的重要。
Yes, indeed, it is important for individuals to return, to rebuild, and to revive.
但是我们看见神要得到的是团体。
But then God wants to obtain a group, corporately.
团体是一件太伟大的挑战。
And that is a great challenge.
所以个人的归回是源于爱的醒悟，想到说，哎呀，我父亲家里口粮有余，我为什么在这里饿死呢？他就回去了。
When the individual returns, it starts with a wake up call of love. He realized that his father's house has everything.
而团体的归回，在于我们里面使命的催促。
But then for a group to return, there has to be this urge of mission.
而这件事情，个人归回，只要父接纳我们，就完成。
When the individual returns, it is done when the father accepts.
我们刚才已经讲过了，神乐意赦免、接纳和医治。
We already know that God is willing to forgive, to accept, and to heal us.
所以个人的归回很容易完成。
So it is very easy to accomplish when theindividual wants to return.
因为个人的归回最困难的在于我们得罪了对方。
The hardest part for an individual to return is that we have sinned against the other.
只要他肯接纳就解决。
As long as that person we offended is willing to accept us, it's done.
而神这么爱我们，他 always 愿意接纳。
And God loves us so much, He's willing to accept us.
弟兄姊妹，不要把他当做白白的，我们真是要感谢主，这样子一再的接纳。
But please do not take it for granted that he kept on receiving us back.
但是弟兄姊妹，团体的归回。
But for a group to return.
在于使命的完成。
It is done when the mission is completed.
我们不仅仅回来。
Not only that we return.
我们不仅仅个人跟神的关系恢复。
Not only that we restore our individual relationship with our Father.
我们身上带着一个使命。
We also carry a mission with us.
我要跟我的同伴一同来建造。
That we want to build with our brothers and sisters.
我们要重新恢复祭坛。
We want to restore, rebuild the altar.
我们要一起来过奉献的生活。
That we will together sacrifice.
我们要一起来在这里重建圣殿。
And we will rebuild this temple.
我们要一起在这里来侍奉、来敬拜神、尊主为大。
And together we will serve and we will honor God.
我们要一起在这里高举主的圣言、主的话。
And we will extol God's words.
让主的话在我们中间 来成为我们圣别生活的条例。
And that God's words will be the principles of our life.
我们来这里一起重建城墙。
And we will rebuild the walls.
能够让仇敌不再这样自由的来伤害我们。
So the enemy can no longer come in and out of our life to hurt us.
让神家有这么清楚的分别界限。
That we can clearly be separated from the world.
所以为什么我们要把许多关于圣经上的教导，我们在神家要把准绳拉出来？
That's why we need to have this plumb line to set everything straight and clear. Because a church is not just a social group. We are separated unto God. Let's all come accept this challenge together. The greatest challenge for corporate return is oneness. And then the biggest opposition to oneness is individuality. We need to have the deeper work of the cross on us.
前一阵子我看一个基督教的杂志。
Recently, I read an article in the magazine.
上面有一个1999年在香港他们做的统计。
There's a statistics done in 1999 in Hong Kong.
这是香港教会更新运动他们在香港做的一个普查的一个结果。
And the statistics was done after the movement, renewal movement in Hong Kong.
他们说在香港的这些做教牧同工传道人的。
Among all servants of God, preachers, ministers in Hong Kong.
有 45.3% 的传道人他们说他们在五年内他们会不 是, 不是他们会他们都是在五年内他们就不再做传道人。
45.3% says they quit their job serving God after 5 years.
换句话说在五年内就不再当传道人的有1167个人。
And there are about 1,167 people.
其中有 32.3% 的人是在两年内就放弃了。
And then among them, 32.2% gave up after 2 years.
然后他们问他们，你们放弃最主要的原因是什么？
And then when they were asked the main reason for their giving up,
最主要的原因是团队不合。
The main reason is there's a division in the group.
让这些传道人没有办法再继续服侍下去。
That they could no longer lead or serve.
弟兄姊妹，我们现在没有要讲是传道人的责任、会众的责任。
We're not here to distinguish the responsibilities of preachers, pastors, or the congregation.
但是我希望我们都在主的面前产生一个共同的一个意识。
But we hope that we have this common understanding.
要知道仇敌一直在这里要破坏神家的合一。
That enemy kept on destroying the oneness at church.
因为合一所产生的力量是大的。
Because the power from oneness is great.
因为合一带下的祝福是大的。
And also the blessing of oneness is also great.
因为合一所带下来的见证是更荣耀的。
And the testimony of oneness is even more glorious.
而最后整个仇敌要毁在教会的成熟。
And lastly, the enemy will be totally destroyed when the church is mature.
弟兄们胜过他，因着羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。
The brothers overcome him through the blood of the Lamb and their testimony.
他们两者在主的面前同心地站在一起，胜过了仇敌。
They stood together in oneness. That's how they overcome the enemy.
弟兄姊妹，但愿我们都像诗篇126篇的祷告。
We hope that we will all be like what's described in Psalm 126.
是我们今天背诵的经文。
And that's also our memory verse.
耶和华，求你使我们被掳的人归回，好像蓝地的河水复流。
O Lord, bring back our captivities like streams in the Negev.
我们一起同声的读一遍，好吗？
Let's read it together. Verse 4.
耶和华，求你使我们被掳的人归回，好像蓝地的河水复流。弟兄姊妹，你里面枯干吗？
Are you feeling dry?
你觉得最近没有像从前那么滋润，那么喜乐吗？
You don't feel as joyful as before?
水为什么枯干了呢？
Why are our streams drying out?
弟兄姊妹，让我们都起来祷告。
Let's all raise up and pray.
耶和华。
O Lord.
求你使我们被掳的人都归回。
Bring back our captives.
我们不仅仅歌唱来到西安。
Not only that we sing joyful songs to Zion.
也让蓝地的河水复流。
Restores the streams.
我们最后唱536首，我们只唱两节。
Lastly, let's sing a hymn
537.
Stanzas 1 and 3.
第三节在这里讲到未入荣耀之地，未履荆棘之阶，寻山佳果，甜美丰盈。你们知道寻山是什么吗？ 寻山就是讲到锡安，锡安山。所以我们就唱第一节跟第三节，好不好？
Stanzas 1 and 3.
请弟兄姊妹为我们起个音，我们就开始。
Heavenly fields,
欲尝何等喜悦,
or walk the golden
streets.
On that day when we see our Lord, that day when we see that holy city descending from heaven, we will be filled with joy. But today on earth,
在时间的里面,
in the time frame,
主要叫我们来预尝他的佳美。
The Lord wants us to foretaste His goodness. We hope that we can really taste the goodness of Zion. We hope that the Lord will reign. We hope for His presence. And we desire the brothers to live harmoniously. Let's sing
Stanzas
1 and 3 together again.
Oh.
赞美你，主，主，我们赞美你，那位永远爱我们的神。主啊，在我们不认识你的时候，你不仅仅为我们舍了你的命，主啊，你更把一个这么荣耀的计划摆在我们这一生的里面。主，让我们居然能够成为一个西安的子民，让我们居然成为你的工作，就居然成为你在我们身上一个这么荣耀的一个祝福。主耶稣，让我们的心真心要来赞美你，帮助你的教会成为一个归回的教会，帮助我们在座的每一个人成为一个归回的人。哦，耶稣啊，一个都不漏掉。哈利路亚，我们交在你的手中。哦，耶稣啊，我们仰望，我们仰望归回教会。
You love us with everlasting love. That we all prodigal sons will wake up in love.
我要起来，我要回我父亲那里。
That we will say we will rise up and go back to my father.
主啊，你仍然是我们的父亲。
You are our father.
你仍然爱中接纳我们。
And you will still accept us in love.
而且也只有你可以医治我们一切被盗的病。
And only you can heal us of our backsliding.
我们在这里向你祷告。
So we pray to you.
但愿我们在座的没有一个人不做归回的人。
That every one of us will return.
但愿你爱的激励叫我们都醒悟过来。
That we will wake up by your love.
主，我们也向你求一个更大的恩典。
And we pray for even greater blessing.
我们也求你用你的使命来催促我们。
That you will urge us with your commission.
让我们不仅仅个人都回到你的面前。
Not only that we individuals will return to you.
让我们整个教会都要回到你的面前。
That we as a church will return to you.
我们要一同起来做个归回的子民。
And we will be people who return.
我们要一同歌唱回到耶路撒冷。
We will return back to Jerusalem with joyful song.
歌唱着来到西安。
We will come to Zion with joyful song.
我们都愿意在这里尊你为大。
We want to honor you.
主，你来医治我们。
Lord, come to heal us.
来重建我们。
And rebuild us.
主啊，让这个教会成为叫你得安慰的地方。
So that this place will give you satisfaction and rest.
主，让这个聚会能够成为你得安息的地方。
So our meetings can be a place for you to rest.
更让这个地方能够成为归荣耀给你的地方。
That we will together glorify you.
主，我们向你求。
Oh, we cry out to you, Lord.
不让我们再浪费时间。
Don't let us waste our life anymore.
不让我们再那样子被仇敌蒙蔽，专顾自己的事情。
We'll no longer be deceived by the enemy that we only care about ourselves.
哦，耶稣来提升我们。
Oh, lift us up, Lord.
我们最大的捆绑和压制就是我们的自己。
Ourself is our biggest bondage.
你来就是要叫被掳的得到释放。
You came to release the captives.
你要叫一切受压制的得到自由。
And you free those oppressed.
就我们不仅仅只是从罪恶、从世界里面归回到你的面前。
Save us not only from the world or the sin.
更让我们从我们自己自私的里面归回到你的面前。
But save us from ourselves so that we will return.
让我们从单独的里面归回到你的面前。
Save us from individuality.
让我们认识身体。
So that we get to know this body.
让我们真认识教会。
That we get to know this church.
让我们真能够在你面前同心合意。
That we will be in one.
一同来高举你。
To exalt you,
一同来兴旺你的见证。
To revive your testimony,
我们在这里特别将在难处中的弟兄姊妹们交在你的手中。
We pray especially for brothers and sisters who are in hardship.
我有许多弟兄姊妹失去了他们的工作。
Many brothers and sisters lost their job.
主，你让我们信心来仰望你。
Let's look upon you with faith.
仰望这位看顾天上飞鸟的天父。
Look upon the Father who cares for the sparrows in the air.
知道你看顾我们。
We know that you care for us.
知道你可以在旷野里面为我们开道路。
That we know that you will open a way in the desert.
主，我们将这些弟兄姊妹交在你的手中。
We commit and trust these brothers and sisters into your hands.
身体上有疾病有软弱的，我们也交给你。
And for those who are sick also.
伸出你大能的手。
Extend your mighty hands.
主，来医治我们。
Come and heal us.
来释放我们。
And release us. Hallelujah, when the Son of God set us free, we are free indeed. The people of Zion can break all the feathers on their necks so that we will rise and shine for you. Thank you, Lord. We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Please be seated.